This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 816, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We are broadcasting great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, as always, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially those that are working to keep America rolling along, a special shout-out to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And it's a tough slug tonight out there across Texas, for sure. Now, also, to our FedEx and our UPS drivers and our bulk mail haulers, again, a tough road out there coming across Texas tonight. That all that ice out there. Now, we also want to say a special shout-out to our suicide jockeys for hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And don't forget about our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers out there. Same deal with them. Trouble moving along in certain parts of the country because of the ice. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter. Find us there, Captain's America. That's how we're there, Captain's America, on all those pages I just told you about. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of all the different things we have to offer. And don't forget, our podcast is not only over there. You can hear the show live while it's on the air over there, too, streaming. And then we have a stream that plays the latest show until the new one comes back. So you can hear that over there, too. All right. Joining us right now, California, out there in the land of milk and honey, fruits and nuts, Adam Schiff, Mr. Swalwell, the spy that came in out of the cold, and Nancy Pelosi. All right, here we go. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
And you're out there basking in the sunlight, right?
It was actually sunny today because we had some more of those, mild Santa Ana winds kicking up, so it drove away all the clouds.
Ah, and must have driven them all over to the Gulf Coast.
That's right. I'm afraid so.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, in the Pledge of Allegiance, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values and principles. Now, here we go. We talked about this a couple days ago, but it's back in the news again because they're going to do it, and they're warning everybody they're going to do it, and that is the IRS, and it's being called a cash grab to start with this year's taxes. The IRS will be looking into any transaction of $600 or more starting in 2023 using any of the various banking services, PayPal, Comcheck, Zelle, whatever, to transfer money back and forth. And it's if you get money dropped into an account and it's more than $600, be prepared to pay the tax on it.
Right, exactly, or declare it, I believe. Of course, you want to talk to your tax professional about that, but that's right. I think, in the olden times, before all these great apps and so forth, you might sell something, and you might get some money for it, and you put it in your bank account, and there it went. Like you'd sell your collection of Matchbox cars or something.
Yeah.
But these days, it's all trackable in the sense that there's an electronic record now of virtually every transaction that's going on. In fact, Captain, I was out the other day and I wanted to get something cold to drink, and they didn't take cash. They only took a card. So you were out of luck if you wanted to use cash.
Well, I wonder why that is, because it seems to me they have to pay to use the card.
Well, they do. The merchant does.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. And, of course, it's becoming very, very easy these days to do electronic transfers or just pay electronically. Some people use it's more popular now. It's Apple Pay. They have it right on their phone, and they just click it at the grocery store, and it's a done deal. You don't even have to get your card out. But everything is starting to get is flying along the Internet to some degree or shape or form to do your transactions, and they can be tracked. Yeah.
Now, this is coming out of California, but a study was done about legalized marijuana that it does not increase substance abuse. I don't know about that one. I know a lot of people that got started on marijuana and then got hooked on the other stuff and just couldn't get out of it.
Well, it's always been looked at as what they call a gateway drug, right?
Yeah.
That is, you start with something like that. Now, there's a lot of medicinal use these days. You have medical marijuana dispensaries where ostensibly people with a doctor's prescription can go get their medical marijuana for glaucoma and other kinds of things that are just horrible to deal with. But you're right. It's very difficult to look at it as anything other than a gateway.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to let Kathy take us to break. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Shows are at the Hernando County Fairgrounds at Brooksville this weekend. Shop dozens of vendors of both new and antique firearms. It's by far the best show on Florida's West Coast. Also, my friends from Moss Nissan will have some of their inventory of the great Nissan pickup trucks at the show. Moss Family Automotive, just up the road in Brooksville, brand new showroom, is by far the finest dealership in Hernando County. I'll be at the show Saturday 93, so look me up when you're there. Hernando County Fairgrounds, just a few miles south of Brooksville on US 41.
And by the way, I'll have a whole bunch of stuff I'll be giving away, a bunch of free stuff, we got to call it, and free, it's for me. So stop by and say howdy, howdy up there to Hernando County Fairgrounds and look for the Moss Nissan truck display. It'll be right outside the Grand Hall there, and I'll be going between the inside and the outside, and then we're going to have a little area set up that if you want to take pictures or whatever you want to do, you can get there behind our big banner. And there you'll be there. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We have a caller on the line. Going to go right to her. You ready?
I'm ready.
Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm Jeannie from Pinellas County, Florida.
Hello.
And I just wanted to thank you for all you do. You guys are a ray of sunshine in darkness. And my main purpose in calling is that my view is that everyone is concentrating on who might or might not be elected president. But I think I would have you all note, and whoever else is talking, I listen to the radio all the time. I don't even have television for 10 years because the good stuff is on the radio.
Yeah, you're right.
And with the people that know what they're talking about, they're not Jerry Stringer or something like that. They really are informed. So that's, I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
My point is that somebody's kind of overlooking the fact, from my observation, that all these border people are coming in here by the thousands.
Right.
And, you know, they're concentrating on the politicians that are running for election, but they're overlooking the fact, from my point of view, that no matter who they put up for president, that's Democratic. they probably will win because they're getting free driver's license, free ballots in many of the areas of the country. And I'm quite seasoned. I've lived through four wars and the Second World War as a little girl. Mm-hmm. So I keep pretty well informed on what's going on. I went back to college in my 60s and still ended up with a 3.6 GPA. Not to boast, but I probably lived through most of the stuff that they were trying to teach
me. I did the same thing after I got hurt and I got my master's degree.
Well, then you understand then.
Yep, I do.
But does this make sense that no matter who they put up, that they're going to be overridden by these people that are coming in, the illegals, because they're getting ballots, they're getting everything, and it's overwhelming. Mm-hmm. No matter if they put up, you know, one of the apostles or whoever.
Yeah.
On the Republican side.
Okay.
And this is kind of being overlooked from my point of view. Does that make sense, folks?
Yes, it does, and we'll take care of that right now. How's that?
Well, I leave it up to you. You guys are really a great help to me.
Thank you very much for the call.
Because everybody I know is dead.
Thank you very much.
I know what you're talking about.
All right, you take care now.
Yep.
All right, well, Kyle, what she's saying, I get. I understand that. And this is the game that the Democrats are playing. They are intentionally trying to rail as many people as they can across that border and ship them out to wherever they need to ship them around the countryside, mostly blue states, I might add, where they will register them to vote. They're going to try to do that if they haven't already done it. They're going to try to give them three hots in a cot. She's right about the driver's license and all that sort of stuff, but there's this one little problem that you got to remember. Do they have to speak English, or do they have to understand what the road signs mean or anything like that in English, or no?
Well, in order typically to get a driver's license, you have to be able to do that.
Of course
but
you do.
I know, But I know that you can take the test in different languages, especially here in California, that they have different languages. But, yeah, you have to be able to know what those signs say so that everybody plays by the same rules on the road.
The only time that I've seen the signs in both languages is down closest to the border, as well as up on the northern border with Canada, because they have the French signs up there with the English signs. They don't have that, let's say, in the middle of Orlando or Tampa or Jacksonville. Now, there are some places in Miami where they actually have signs in Spanish and English because of the large Cuban population that's down there. But even down there, if you want to get anywhere or do anything, you need to learn so many words of English because you can't get the driver's license and you can't get an occupational license unless you can do a certain amount of words in English.
Well, sure. And also, Captain, I appreciate Jeannie's kind words so much, and I know you do, too. It really just makes my day, and I know it makes yours. And I will say this, though, of course, the idea, yes, the Democrats, they're just more Democrat voters,
right,
by and large, than there are Republicans. So this is why, for example, in 2016, Trump surprised them so much. It was literally, it was unthinkable. You know, Hillary was all ready to give her acceptance speech. It was unthinkable that Trump was going to win.
Again, he won that large majority of the independent voters.
Right, exactly, which a lot of times can break Democrat. But here came Trump. He offered them something radically different. And basically, and even to the African American community, saying, "Look, you know, you've been voting for Democrats all this time. Try something different."
Now, a couple of things. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, thanks. I was just simply going to conclude with the idea that, yes, it can be done. And if you have a lot of new voters coming in that somehow are going to vote one way or the other, illegally or not, that's just a fact of life. But I do think the GOP has the opportunity to actually sway people because they have the better ideas. It's just that simple.
Now, a couple of things happened yesterday to Joe Biden that you didn't hear much about, I'll bet. Did you know the House had a vote yesterday and they voted the end of the COVID emergency as of right now?
Yes, because originally it was going to be, it's either May 11th or May 15th, depending on who you listen to. I think the president got
Biden
it wrong.
Said both, and the reason he said both is because of the second time he says, oh, and it'll be May 15th, right after the Supreme Court makes their decision.
Right. And
like,
by
they,
the way,
like they got anything to do with this.
Yeah, no, the Supreme Court has nothing to do with this.
No.
This, maybe he's thinking of something else, but that's another crazy Biden gap.
You mean he's thinking?
Well, he's definitely, yeah, because the Supreme Court doesn't
all
do
right.
that.
Are you ready for some positive news?
All the time, yeah.
Okay. All of a sudden, U.S. corporate earnings are running ahead of estimates. Corporations are starting to come out of the depths of oblivion that they've been in the past couple of years. Even as the executives are voicing concern over, hey, not so fast now, let's be a little bit careful. But all of a sudden, these businesses are starting to turn over some big profits. And one of the people that's really madder than hell that because they're doing so well is the White House is outraged at the fact that Exxon is making record profits, which, by the way, the White House helped to create.
Well, but also they want to demonize.
You knew that, right?
The oil
you knew
company.
That, right?
Yes. Well, of course, yes.
Yeah.
They still would want to demonize the oil industry and others. That's all part of the game of trying to pit one people against another, one group against another. It's the old class warfare, in this case, economic warfare. So that is good. It is sort of still in the same space, though. We understand from Intel, they're actually starting to cut some of their executive pay and employee pay because they're seeing some downturn in the PC market. That's all part of what we see overall going on. But in the general sense, if American companies can be making more and doing better, that's a good thing because we don't want a big recession.
No, we don't. And somebody else who threw a monkey wrench into the works was Joe Manchin. He's joined the GOP on challenging the Biden administration on going after the 401ks, like he was talking about, to tax some of them early, to take the tax revenue out.
Well, right. And his basic thing is he's going after them because he says the Biden administration moves politicize the 401ks, the retirement savings for over 150 million Americans. And, you know, Captain, people have put money away. They've been doing it dutifully, religiously for a long time in those 401ks. Mm-hmm. And if they got slashed, it would be bad.
And I hope my friend Karen is listening because when we come back, I'm going to talk about what the CDC had to say about eye drops yesterday, and they issued an eye-opening warning for people that have to use eye drops. There's a brand, a couple of different brands that are creating a big-time problem that they need to have you stay away from. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'm dragging Kyle Warren along with me to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The treasurer for embattled Congressman George Santos is resigning, according to the letter sent to the Federal Elections Commission on Tuesday. Nancy Marks officially left her position last week amid ongoing investigations into Santos's finances. Santos' campaign told the FEC that Thomas Datewiler would replace Marks as treasurer, but Datewiler says he's already told the campaign he won't take the role. The news comes just hours after Santos announced he'll be stepping down from his two committee assignments until the controversy around him is settled. News reports say FBI agents searched the Penn Biden Center offices in mid-November after initial discovery of classified documents. The FBI searched the location after President Biden's lawyers found several classified materials from Biden's time as vice president there on November 2nd. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Yep, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, they have taken tremendous care of me and turned my life around with what they were able to do for me. Unbelievable, because I was headed down a path with my legs and... But it didn't happen, thank God. It wasn't my turn, so to speak, and they've been able to turn me around and get me back on the straight and narrow, and that's what it took. That's what it took. And some of these doctors don't want to do what it takes to get you back to where you need to be. All they want to do is, well, take this pill and take that pill. Oh, wait a minute, we're going to give you this shot. Oh, geez, give me a break. Anyway, let's go back to the telephone line, and we got our good friend Kyle Warren with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Nikki Haley is running for president. Told you so, told you so.
Well, that's right. In fact, it's happening, I think, a lot more quickly than we might have anticipated. We just had one declared candidate, and, of course, Nikki Haley, I think, is going to make it official around February 15th, we understand, for her official official announcement for this, but she certainly does seem that she's going to be running, and I think it's going to be a very exciting addition. And I don't know, do you think President Trump will ask for a debate anytime soon here? They're the only two, they would be the only two declared people at this point.
Well, I don't think he's going to ask for a debate, but here's the deal. If he starts bad-mouthing her, he's lost the race. He's got to stop that stuff.
No, I totally agree. Mm-hmm. I totally agree. I think the American voter, the American people, they're looking for, how we're going to solve these problems.
The women will cut him to pieces because this is what caused him a bunch of votes the last time around until he got them back again after he realized somebody told him, says, hey, Donald, you got to stop this with cutting people apart. And, you can't do it. You got to play the game, but you got to play it fairly and not just think that you're going to call people a bunch of names and that's going to win something for you.
Well, exactly. That's not going to get him very far this go-around. And, Captain, there we had something in the chat room earlier regarding Nikki Haley. Someone had put in there that she's not qualified to be president because she was not born of two U.S. citizen parents.
That's not true.
And that's not true. So we did some digging here, and we did find out that back in 1790, they passed what's called the Naturalization Act.
Yep.
And that does allow for people that are born beyond the sea or out of the limits of the United States to an American citizen shall be considered natural born citizens. So now there is still
and that's
some debate
not,
on
that's
it.
Not both. That's not a mother and a father. That's the mother.
Well, that's right.
Yep.
And it also goes back to English common law where you'd look at the descent through the father as being, say, for example, a citizen of the British Empire way back then. But because Ted Cruz's mother was American, for example, he also, this whole thing came up when he was running for president. But it's okay. Nikki Haley is completely qualified to run for president of the United States.
Yeah, and Obama's mother, even though she was a naturalized citizen, married a guy from Kenya, I believe, and that's how all that stuff got started, and that got blown out of proportion. But again, nobody could prove anything different.
Well, right. All that's water under the bridge at this point, of course. But definitely Nikki Haley, I think, is going to be I'm very interested to see what she's going to be talking about and what her campaign's going to be like. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, China is planning on giving the Taliban armed drones to go after who? The Taliban.
Well,
actually, they're going after ISIS.
Yes, exactly. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, because they got a big problem in Afghanistan right now. Big problem.
And we knew that there would be ever since. I mean, this is just, unfortunately, these kinds of predictions coming true.
Now, speaking of China, one more thing about China before I move on. China's new export rules could hamper U.S. solar plans because there's an additional tax. You're going to have to pay more money. You want those solar panels that come from China? It's going to cost you a lot more money.
Well, that's right. That's right. And it's been a big rage, of course, for people to put in solar panels. You see them going in all over the place. And, so this is going to raise the cost of that. And so I wonder if people will make some different decisions. But, Captain, electricity is not getting any cheaper. It will not be cheaper this time next year, and it's going to be bad.
No, God, no.
So
now, U.S.
Plug in your electric car. Yeah.
Now, the U.S. labor cost growth was the smallest in a year. I'm not surprised.
Nope, not at all.
Yep. So we're going to have to contend with that for a little while anyway. And Israel has advanced a bill to revoke terrorist citizenship. Hey, novel idea. Let's do that here.
Well, that's right. Anybody would be a terrorist against the United States of America. So all those things can be explored. Of course, Israel, they operate in an entirely different environment to a great degree, a much more urgent environment, shall we say.
Yeah.
Because of their proximity and so forth to other states. Yeah.
Now, I'm queuing something up here to get ready for this. So let me just get this up here in the rack. There we go. Okay, now, listen to this. CNN just had their worst ratings week over the past 9 years.
Oh,
my goodness. CNN.
Yep.
CNN.
That's right.
Yep. Isn't that something?
They have had. Yeah, that's right. Despite what they've been trying to do. In fact, I think even, you know, where Don Lemon went to CNN, the morning show, basically, they've had real trouble finding any traction over the last 3 months or so.
I wonder why.
Well, part of it is because they don't seem to know who they are over at CNN, because you're going to get this and then you're going to get something else that's a little bit more political and this kind of thing. So it's difficult for them to really establish, even though what they've been trying to do is try to establish that sort of middle of the road, we're going to do the news kind of thing. But it's pretty far gone at this point. It's going to take a lot to get CNN to its glory days, basically.
Well, they got to get rid of the fools on there that are running it down, like Allison Camerata and Don Lemon.
Right. Yeah, well, people are voting with their, you know, they're switching the channel, basically. And that's powerful. That's powerful stuff.
Yeah.
You know, if your ratings get that bad, compared to, like, say, for example, Fox News, or even compared to MSNBC, that's pretty dismal.
Now, they've had nights where they haven't had 100,000 viewers to some of their shows.
Right. Yeah, that's incredibly significant for television.
And
absolutely.
I can say that I know of a certain radio show that's had two or three times that amount in the time frame. I won't mention any names.
No, we're not saying. That's no. Right.
Yeah, or even more. Yep, because there's some nights when it's even more than that. Oh my God, it is what it is. By the way, the FBI searched the Penn Biden Center offices back in mid-November, according to two sources familiar with the investigation, after lawyers for President Biden had found about 10 documents marked classified there on November the 2nd. Now, the material originated from Mr. Biden's time as vice president. Nobody yet has been able to explain how it got there.
Right. You would think, you know. So, I mean, is this just when people are packing up and they just grab a bunch of stuff and put them in boxes and haul them over to Wilmington?
Maybe.
Or just to the Penn Biden Center, for example? Yeah, I mean, a top-down review of how these documents are, are taken care of at the end of an administration, or even during an administration, for that matter, I think that's pretty good. They have to figure that out and review it top to bottom.
Yep. Maybe baby is what they say. Maybe baby. All right, well, hold that thought there, Kyle. We are coming back, folks, with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And all that great little music going on there, Kyle.
Well, that's AC/DC, and the bagpipes are cool.
Yeah, High Voltage, AC/DC, High Voltage, that's the album it came from, and I'm telling you, that's one of those that Our buddy Wade, who just chimed in here a couple of minutes ago, sent me a message. Our buddy Wade could definitely get down with that group. I'm telling you, that is a group that can just get it going. And that's the old AC/DC because they no longer have that lead singer with them. But anyway, it is what it is, right?
That's right. Yeah, he passed away.
Yeah, he did. I think he had an overdose. But anyway, tell us what's going on out west now. I see some fog where I didn't see it before.
Well, we definitely have a dense fog advisory. This in the California Central Valley heading up Highway 99 and, of course, also Interstate 5 from a little bit south of Bakersfield up towards Merced and also towards Newman. If you're heading up in the Central Valley tonight, you've got a frost advisory up near San Francisco, the Bay Area, down through San Jose, coming down Highway 101 as you head towards Paso Robles. We've got also another frost advisory out in Orange County and Riverside, Riverside counties and out towards Temecula. So be careful. That's going to, if you're heading out towards San Bernardino, for example. But, Captain, we've also got some very cold temperatures up in Wyoming. Very cold temperatures will continue there. Wind chill factors of up to 15 to 25 below zero in that area. So all over the state of Wyoming, be careful there. High wind warnings, winter weather advisories near Cheyenne and Laramie. Wind chill warning for Idaho Falls area. And we've also got winter weather advisories for the area of Missoula, Montana, Butte, and down through Bozeman as well this morning. So definitely want to be careful out there.
Okay, here we go. If you want a storm, go to Texas. I can pretty much guarantee you coming across most of I-10, coming across all of I-20, coming across all of I-30, you will be in snow. You will be in lots of snow, some snow. You will be in ice and freezing rain, and I mean ice that's 2 and 3 inches thick. A lot of aircraft passenger flights are canceled tonight, especially in and out of Texas, because the runways are slicker than you know what. The planes are iced up, and they can't de-ice them fast enough, and they don't fly when they have that problem. But the southern half of Oklahoma, also snow and a winter storm warning in the southern one-third down there, lower one-third. Southeastern part of Oklahoma, moving across over into Arkansas, we have a major, major ice storm in Arkansas as the northern part of Louisiana over into Mississippi, the northern part of Mississippi, the western part of Tennessee to include Memphis. Now this ice is moving to the east since you and I talked last hour. It's moved another 50 miles to the east from Memphis, so you're going to have some really treacherous highways out there. And guys and gals, I don't need to tell you with the big rigs, you have to treat every bridge like a skating rink, because if you get up on one of those bridges and you run over the light load and you hit a bump, you're going to lose your trailer. It's going to come right up underneath you. You need to be prepared for that to take a defensive action so that you don't go off the bridge. I've seen a lot of trucks over the years have had that happen. Now, the guys that are loaded down pretty heavy, you shouldn't have much trouble at all. But so many of the loads, we talk about UPS, we talk about FedEx, we talk about the mail service, those are light loads, and those are really dangerous in this kind of weather. Now, the snow goes all the way up into Virginia right now. It's all the way up into the mountains of Virginia and moving towards the East Coast. So you're going to have it all the way from Texas down on the Mexican border. By the way, it looks like as if it might be snowing in El Paso right now, too. So be advised of that. And then you've got some fog, and you've got some rain, drizzle and whatnot, freezing fog up and down the East Coast along the edge, as well as some fog across the panhandle tonight from Jacksonville all the way over to Mobile, Alabama, and then it's spotty until you get over to New Orleans where you come out of it. You've got a large area of freezing rain and rain in general up in upstate New York from Poughkeepsie all the way to the Canadian border, and then that moves over into Vermont and up along Watertown. You do have some snow up in there. There's a couple areas in the Adirondacks where it's cold enough to snow right now, so you're getting snow up there. So more than likely it's going to become an event up there for that. And, of course, you've got some rain right now, freezing rain and drizzle around Chicago and up there in the northern part of Illinois, right around the Windy City. Okay, well, Kyle, tell us first of all about the Pilot Flying J, and then tell us how to hear your show.
Well, folks, don't forget you can go to pilotflyingj.com to find the nearest Pilot or Flying J travel center nearest to you, especially in this cold weather and these wintry weather conditions. You want to pull in and get something hot to drink, hot to eat, and get in for the night if you can. Go to pilotflyingj.com, and don't forget to join the My Rewards Plus app. Start saving today. pilotflyingj.com.
All right, and we will talk to you later tonight on the Radio.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, thanks very much. That's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. In the meantime, now we are going to change channels, and we're going to flip on up here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, do you know anybody in Texas?
Yeah, I do.
I might have a real problem going there right now between the winter storm and the ice storm and everything else that's going on there, but there's over 1,000 flights and counting that have been canceled.
Yes, that's true.
Here we go again. So, fortunately for us, it's not near us, but where the ice is, it's 2 and 3 inches thick, I've been told, on some of the roads.
Well, it is what it is. These things happen.
And then we've got the north, the real north. Oh, my God. Hello, winter, right?
Well, yeah. Okay. Is today or tomorrow Groundhog Day? When is that?
Oh, wait a minute. Is today Groundhog Day?
I don't know. I was asking. I don't know.
I think it's, I don't know if it's today or not, but I know it's this week. That's all I remember. I'll have to look and see during the break. But we've got lots to talk about. We're going to once again talk about Hunter Biden and the fact that it looks like as if the more we see about these email messages that are coming out, that he is somehow or another indirectly involved in these documents.
Yeah, it's getting ugly, and the devil is in the details on this one for sure.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that on the other side of the break because we're running out of time here. We've got about 10 seconds before I hear the music pick up. But in the meantime, certainly plenty to talk about tonight, folks. The politicians are politicking, and it's not getting ugly yet, but it's getting right along the partisan lines.
Well, it's ugly.
Well, okay.
It's ugly.
But we're getting some partisan stuff that we knew we were going to get. Here comes the music, so hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, yep, we'll talk some ugly politics. We'll talk some good politics. Because there happens to be a couple of good things that happened yesterday. How about that? Imagine that. A couple of good things actually happened in D.C. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.